Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
I'm Noelle King, in for Celeste Headlee. So a lot of winking and nodding going on in Florida this morning, where a three-way Senate race could become a two-way Senate race. Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRN in Miami, is with us. Phil, we've got three candidates, Charlie Crist, the Independent, Marco Rubio, the Republican, and Kendrick Meek, the Democrat. Who's the odd man out here?
Well, nobody. remember, Kendrick Meek won the primary as the Democrat. He's been endorsed by most major Democrats. Some have crossed the line to go to Charlie Crist. And Charlie Crist is the governor of the state who, in his first term, decided that he wanted to run for senator. And then when it did not look good for him in the Republican primary against Marco Rubio, who is the front runner right now, we forget to tell people, he decided to bolt to the Republican Party, become an independent, and has now gone after Kendrick Meek's Democrat votes. So Kendrick Meek has been fighting this since basically winning the primary. These charges, these thoughts from people that Democrats were telling him to get out of the race because Charlie Crist would caucus with Democrats once he got to Washington. But Kendrick Meek called a news conference last night, hastily called at 9:30 in the evening, to say adamantly that nobody had asked him to drop out and that that he was not going anywhere. And then we're hearing today that aides to former President Bill Clinton actually did suggest the idea to him. But right now, we still have a three-way race.
Still a three-way race. Let me ask you, Phil, is this maybe an instance where Meek is saying, look, I didn't get the call, I'm not dropping out, but the Democrats are very publicly cutting bait on him and saying, if you vote for Meek, it's a lost cause?
Well, there have been some Democrats who have said that. Certainly that's been the prevailing notion. And Kendrick Meek, in the latest poll that we just got from Quinnipiac, has only 15% of support.
Oh, wow.
And that is, you know, that's lower than it's been. And it also shows that Charlie Crist is narrowing the gap between him and Marco Rubio, although it still certainly looks like, according to the polls, that Marco Rubio may walk with this thing. Another thing that you should remember is that, you know, the name is on the ballot.
Right.
It's the second name right on the ballot. And Charlie Crist's name, by the way, is number 9. He's the governor of the state, and shocking to see that. But you know, Kendrick Meek's name is on the ballot. You know, people may not be as informed as we are. They're not going to know that he's not in the race. They're Democrats. They're going to vote for the Democrat. I don't see what difference this would make.
But they're turning him into Ralph Nader, Phil. Isn't that fascinating? The Clinton aides are trying to make Meek into this Nader spoiler guy.
John, I'm shocked. I mean, Kendrick Meek and Bill Clinton have been, in fact, there's a stat I read this morning. Bill Clinton has campaigned for Kendrick Meek 11 times in the past year in this Senate season. I'm shocked that he would be the one that would come to Kendrick Meek and say, look, you got to get out of this race to make room for Charlie Crist. But it seems to be what happened.
I wonder if you have to get your suits refitted if there's an ice pick in your back. Phil, what do you think?
Certainly political intrigue on the eve of these midterms, and it's probably not good news either for Alex Sink, who's running for governor down here, trying to get that vote that Kendrick Meek wanted to vote for her, and it's certainly not a good distraction.
That's Phil Latzman, host of the Florida Roundup on WLRN in Miami on Florida's tangled Senate race. Thank you, Phil.
My pleasure.